Where is the starting point for the new Silk Road today? Everything is clearly quite different from the olden days. What is it that makes people seek new opportunities? Silk was taken from China to Europe, rice to India, ideas and ideology to all parts of the world. The Silk Road keeps changing its starting and ending points through the ages, but the human spirit, the driving force, remains the same. This is a brand new Silk Road and brand new stories. Chongqing, a small town in western China, is one of the poorest areas in the country. Sitting on the ancient Silk Road, it used to see many commercial activities. The Hui people live here now. It's market day. 23-year-old Kung Xiaodong is shopping with his mother to prepare for the special gathering at home. Kung is a student in an Arabic language school. He's very curious about the big world out there. In fact, it's a farewell party. The youngest child in the family, Kung, just graduated from the Arabic language school today. After this special meal, he's leaving home to look for work far from home. This summer, Kung plans to use his language skills to find a place in the world. Almost 2,000 kilometers away lies Yiwu, one of the most developed areas in China. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Peddlers descend upon the city center and completely transform the whole street in no time. The city thrives on business activities. Over a decade ago, merchants from the Silk Road discovered Yiwu for the first time. People are drawn here by its abundant goods with affordable prices. Some have made it big here, while others are only starting to pursue their dreams. At the west end of the city, a heated soccer game is underway. It looks like a mini World Cup. Each team has players from different countries. Right now, the younger blue team is leading with a score of 2-0. Ozkan, the captain of the red team, comes from Turkey. He used to play in professional leagues in Europe. He's trying hard now to turn the game around. Unfortunately, Ozkan is no longer who he used to be. In Yiwu's downtown area, Ozkan and his wife Sarah are serving guests from everywhere. This is a Muslim restaurant with a Turkish flavor. This is his new battlefield.
End of 2009, I arrived to Yiwu. And before I come here, I didn't know about Yiwu nothing. When I arrived from airport, have a taxi first. It impressed me about welcome Yiwu Trading City. And that impressed me, why Trading City?
The answer lies in this place, Yiwu International Trade Mart, possibly the world's largest wholesale market for small commodities. With a size of 4.7 million square meters, or about 70 soccer fields, this place attracts 400,000 foreign business people each year. No doubt Yiwu has become the starting point of the modern Silk Road. Here, the only limitation is your imagination. Yiwu International Trade Mart houses close to 60,000 merchants selling 1.7 million types of goods. Someone has calculated if one spends 2 minutes on each booth, it would take a year and a half to finish the tour. A foreign buyer's imagination will be challenged here. Medhat is a Palestinian businessman. He runs a trading company in Yiwu, doing procurement for Palestinian customers. Medhat has been living in China for 10 years. He is very familiar with this city now. Yiwu didn't look like this when he first arrived, though.
The first time I come to Yiwu, I see some foreign only, not too much. But no have many Arabic customer or from Westland. From 2002 until 2012, every day, have a new things in Yiwu City. Every day will be gone.
More and more people flock to this city. Today, Yiwu has 1.5 million non-native residents, three times that of the local population.
Nyakama, ah? Tuna?
Kung Xiaodong has been in Yiwu for 2 months. He has rented a house in a village just outside the city with a few friends. Over 8,000 Ningxia people live here, giving Kung a sense of a hometown. For these young people, the biggest challenge is finding a job. Kung was very lucky. 1 week ago, he found a job with the Zipper Store in the International Trade Mart. His two schoolmates, Ma Shu and Ma Jian, who came here with him, are still looking for work. They are also in the Trade Mart today.
Hello.
蓝色没有，这个是我帮朋友贴的。
帮忙打电话问一下。
这个不大好。
盖多大了？
男孩子，我们已经有一个男孩子了。
请问一下，就是，咱请问一下男的要不？就是应该对方。
Yiwu's prosperity means employment opportunities for young people from poor Western China. Over 10,000 Arabic translators are needed every day, most of whom are Ningxia people. But finding a job is not as easy as one would have imagined.
Sit down. 你们目前的大同是哪个公司的吗？
就那国贸大厦。
国贸里头些。
店面也要女的，公司也要女的。
这男的活了，
就是这男的怎么办？
我们想第一解决的啥事情呢？就把自己的肚子解决掉。这是初级的，初级不是看一个月挣多少钱，一年挣多少钱，一年和一个月挣多少的时候，俺们说高级的。俺们干完之后还想干。看你挣多少钱，你比如今年挣了50,000，俺们晓得再过几年，50,000、50,000，100,000花了给公司呢，干啥呢？对了嘛，你在中小，我只能像咱们这学生一样，然后去挣钱，学这么去说去创业。28岁就想干，30岁顶薪的时候，40岁我就想干了。50岁之前你来我就退休。
Doing business is not a strange thing for Kang.
我爸是做以前做羊绒生意的，有点底嘛，然后是现在是有几个铲车在煤厂。我18岁时候就帮我爸做羊绒生意，做了一年，然后是我哥就开车嘛，就这样。我爸比较看好我一点，但是我没那就是三十而立吧，自己搞一个比你，比爹妈给的强多了。我最终的目的是能把一个工厂能建到宁夏去。
Every entrepreneur in Yiwu is hoping for good luck and great success, but the city itself didn't appear overnight. In 1982, Yiwu constructed its first open market for small commodities.Within 3 decades, Yiwu has miraculously become the most global county in China. It has become the oriental starting point for the new Silk Road. Now, Kang and his friends are facing a new historical moment. The Silk Road has not disappeared. In this dreamland,Numerous people are embracing the world for the first time. They're the ones who are supporting the brand new era. The meeting point of 3 continents, namely Asia, Europe, and Africa. The Arab world with its desert caravans is the geographical center of the world.Strategically located on the Persian Gulf coast is a city known as the Pearl of the Arab World. This is a desert city. As summer heat gradually abates, tourism starts to heat up to enter its best season. This is Dubai.
给我们讲一下这块的故事呗，什么历史，那个阿拉伯的风土人情什么的。
它最早的话，这个阿拉伯国家，它这个国家是一个很小很落后的国家，但是呢，就有一天突然就发现石油了。像迪拜的话，石油是很少量的，最集中的量是在阿布扎比，它是占了整个阿联酋70%的土地面积。然后呢？
就我们说要去的阿布扎比。
对。
Wang Lu, 23 years old, is a recent college graduate. She's trying to become a professional tour guide. Today is her first assignment. Born in Chengdu, she majored in English. She's in Dubai because she wants to see the world for herself. Dubai, synonymous with luxury and consumption, is described as a rich international financial hub. In fact, Dubai doesn't rely on oil to create wealth. It is built with huge costs, the world's tallest tower, a 7-star hotel, and many artificial islands with only one goal, attracting tourists and investors. It uses wealth to create wealth. Chinese consumers are becoming a major contributor to its thriving tourism.
我看看，街拍吗？不是，你看看我这张牌的像不像明星？像。对，这家店也还不错，这家是那个意大利做工的这家电视，我感觉个性店就更好。对。啊，呀，它这个是把它放在水里泡水喝的东西。啊，这什么阿胶吧？Wang
Lu works more as a shopping guide. For these wealthy Chinese people, Dubai is a shopping paradise. While some are enjoying an extravagant life, others are looking for opportunities in a foreign land. In Dubai, there are over 2,000 Chinese tour guides like Wang Lu. Yet it's still not enough. Just like in ancient times, the Arab world once again finds itself in the center of global trade networks, ceaselessly delivering goods to everywhere. It's two-way traffic on the Silk Road, for the trade flows between East and West. Facing Dubai on the other side of the Persian Gulf is Doha, the capital of Qatar. As night falls, fish markets are open for business at the seaside, reminding one of the traditional lifestyle here. Like Dubai, its main competitor in the Arab world, Doha was just a small fishing village over 100 years ago. New construction is everywhere in the city. With the sound of bulldozers, the Persian Gulf is no longer quiet. For 10 years, Qatar has had the world's best GDP growth rate. The host of the 2006 Asian Games, Doha will hold the World Cup in 2022. In addition to attracting investments, the Qataris also value individual talents. The Pearl Qatar, an artificial island, is the most expensive residential area in Doha. Bora Milutinovic, former head coach of the Chinese soccer team, lives here. One of his neighbors is Zhu Chen, a chess grandmaster. They like to chat with each other from time to time.
In 2001, we play, we win Maldives 9-1.
Ah.
Good.
Have you been in Maldives?
But yes, yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I like this. This is yours. This is mine, and they have their third.
Both of them are new residents of this city. In 2006, in preparation for the Asian Games, Qatar opened its doors to special talents. Zhu Chen represented Qatar in the chess matches. Along the Silk Road, she arrived in the country of the Arabian Nights. If life is a long chess game, she is controlling each move with her own hands. Chess is Zhu Chen's lifelong career. It has changed her destiny. Thanks to chess, she met her Qatari husband and embarked on a dramatic journey.
像我小时候应该说也都是什么事情都挺顺的，然后后来就是选择了这样的一个婚姻。
Over 10 years ago, Qatari laws did not allow marriages with foreigners from non-Muslim countries. Her husband lobbied hard and finally got a special exemption from the prince to get married. When she first arrived here, it was a hot summer with day temperatures exceeding 50 degrees. People went out only during the cool hours.
来的时候也是差不多这样七八月的时候，但是说实在的，因为那时候还是虽然已经结婚了，但是也还是在热恋中吧。然后第一次在来多哈，真的没有感觉到那么热。那个时候多哈好像只有这一片，就是海边这一片。然后现在的卡塔拉还有那个珍珠岛那块都还没有。房子也是比现在这样要少很多。
6 years into their marriage, Ju Chen obtained Qatari citizenship and ended the separation from her husband. For the first time in her life, she was feeling the joy of reunion, the sadness of departure, and the loneliness in a foreign land all at once.
开始的时候就一直都不是很适应。我意识到到国外了，是我要生大女儿的时候，我自己的活动范围挺受限制，而且又没有朋友，当时就觉得挺孤单的。突然就有一个念头说，有一天如果说我要离开这个世界的话，我是会埋在这边吗？然后觉得很不可思议。
While Ju Chen is homesick, a city in distant China is getting ready to expand its influence around the world. This is the freight terminal in Yiwu. Every day, over 30,000 tons of goods are shipped to other parts of the world.Business people follow business opportunities. That's why global traders are chasing Yiwu, particularly those from the Arab world. Medhat came to Yiwu from Palestine. After overcoming various barriers, such as language and culture, he's building up his new trading kingdom in this foreign city.Every year, Medhat's company has to handle over 200 containers. He often works late into the night. He has 6 children. However, due to the lack of an appropriate international school in Yiwu, his wife had to take the kids back to their hometown 2 years ago.
I every day have call with him. And sometimes I need to see him, must to see him. Sometimes...When he finished the school, like holiday, every family stay together. So that moment is, I feel not nice. I feel very difficult. I thinking too much. Must have one way. I bring him to China, or we go back to my country.
Medhat has been living in Yiwu for 10 years. Now he is so familiar with this city that sometimes it's difficult to tell which one is his hometown.On the Silk Road, some stops are transitory in nature, and some more permanent. However, at any particular stop, it's hard for a traveler to know if the destination has been reached. In the International Trade Mart, frequented by Medhat,Kung Xiaodong is already busy at work by 9 a.m. His boss is impressed by his intelligence and diligence. With a monthly income of 2,000 yuan, Kung can hardly save anything after paying for living expenses. He's not concerned, though, as he wants to meet the big clients through work for future purposes. But so far, he's only doing entry-level work without meeting any big clients. Kung has to learn new things every day. He has to recognize hundreds of types of zipper sliders. He's surprised to learn that a bag of 2,000 sliders can only make a profit of 20 yuan. There is no halal food at his workplace, an inconvenience for Kung, who is from the Hui minority. During lunch hours, he would either excuse himself or just eat some instant noodles. In fact, there are over 300 Muslim restaurants in this city, with a variety of flavors from around the world. However, workers like Kung cannot afford them right now. Ozcan's restaurant is about 1 kilometer away from the International Trade Mart. It requires the full attention of the couple. Ozcan is here all the time, managing various issues and monitoring food quality and procurement. Today, Ozcan and his wife are shopping in the market. He makes new discoveries here almost every time he comes. On the other hand, he has accumulated 3 years of experience as a restaurant owner. He knows very well how to select and buy the ingredients he needs.
Something like this one, no? 2004 and 5, I have friends, and we was joking. He told me, so would you like to come to China? I said, it's too far away. How can I go there? Because Europe is near, you know?
Ozcan never thought that one day he would come to China, just like he never expected his athletic career to end so abruptly in a painful training accident. His wife, Sarah, was beside him throughout the ordeal.
It was really terrible. That time, he is very sad because he doesn't know what will happen in the future.
So I was 32 years old. To be fit, I need at least 1.5, 2 years. I will be 34. After 34, what can I do?
At this most difficult time, his elder brother, who was doing business in Guangzhou, suggested opening a restaurant in Yiwu. Ozcan hesitated. He loved soccer. He didn't know what his wife would say.
Before, I already told him, I cannot come to Netherlands. You must come to Turkey. I don't want to go abroad. He's telling me like a joking. Sarah, what do you think, we can go to China? I say, okay, let's go. I didn't tell him this one, but I was very happy inside. Because, you know, I love him a lot. Every time he go to play, they are running, they are crushing. Really worry about this one. I'm thinking, okay, we will have a regular life. It's more better for us.
They started their new life in Yiwu. Unlike in Turkey, conducting business here requires them to meet all kinds of people. Today, they are at home in the city, having numerous new friends from around the world. Similar to Ozcan and Sarah, many people are starting their new lives in Yiwu. Today, about 13,000 Muslims from around the world choose to live here. Every Friday, they would leave their homes and gather together. This is the Yiwu Mosque. These Arab merchants have retraced their ancestors' footsteps. Today, this city in the east of China plays host to Muslims from all over the world, different races, speaking different languages, but all united by a common faith. Medhat is also present. This is the most familiar sound that can turn Yi Wu into anyone's hometown. The Arab merchants' footprints have transcended any era. Across Central Asia, the old Silk Road is once again linking places and people. Along the Silk Road, human migration has never stopped. Individuals meet and become friends. Nations connect and become allies. The continuous flow of time becomes history. Medhat is expanding his business. Wang Lu is embracing the unknown world. Kung Xiaodong still wants to open his own business. Zhu Chen is faced with a dilemma. After coming to Qatar, Zhu Chen struggled for a long time to adapt to her new home. Luckily, life has its own way of surprising and changing people. The births of her two lovely daughters gradually transformed her life. Every week, Zhu Chen takes her daughters to play tennis. Gradually, the focus in her life has shifted from chess to her family.
一开始呢，就是你可能就是总是事业，就是生活完全是围绕下棋的。然后等有了小孩以后，就开始要去思考，我要放多少时间在小孩身上，多少时间去训练，然后多少时间去照顾整个这个家庭。 一开始我也很矛盾，因为也很喜欢下棋，但是同时呢，也觉得我如果花很多时间在下棋上面，也失去了陪小孩成长这个过程。Right
now, her biggest headache is the education of her kids.
马，兔，小猴子。She
decides to teach her daughters Chinese by herself.
Yeah. 小孩可能在成长的时候，他可能会比较模糊，就说我到底归属于哪里？我是中国人还是我是卡塔尔人？他特别小的时候，在家里在旁边就跟邻居一起玩，别人会觉得他是外国人。 就说你看看这个外国小孩，然后我们做什么呢？那我就会跟他说，对你就是一半是卡塔尔人，一半是中国人，因为是爸爸妈妈是离得很远的，所以你的基因非常优秀，所以你很聪明。我们现在会让他觉得很自豪，就是说我是两个国家的。嘿，不许笑。 下棋教会了我一种思维方式，你会去准备，当你有选择的时候，你要去选择是这条路还是那条路，然后就是没有完美的，是这样。其实我看多哈也是这样，我觉得世界上其实没有一个完美的国家，没有一个完美的城市，所以你在任何一个地方，你就看它好的一面，然后去比较开心的去生活就好了。
Wang Lu, the tour guide, is still attracted by everything in Dubai. The day's work is done. It's 9 o'clock at night.
Hey, 你们在哪儿啊？嘿，我来找你们玩吧。你们在哪地方啊？哦，等着我，我过来了哈。不准跑哈，跑了你就完了，你就走远了，你们就。
Wang Lu lives in an old neighborhood in Dubai. She has been changed by the experience of living independently for the past 8 months.
改变还是有很多的，变大胆了，应该这样说。以前在国内胆小死了，遇见老外的话，我爸说给他打个招呼吧，不去，我爸就会说 hello， 然后对着那个老外，然后老外说 hello， 然后我爸会说 welcome to Chengdu。
Yeah, I just want to buy something. I just want to buy something.
I want
to buy this one.
Yeah.
You help me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to help you.
This is gift what?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I will give you a gift. Yeah, I can give you a photograph.
Yeah.
For two?
Yeah!
Yes.
Yeah, it's magical. One, two, three,
smile!
太做作了，这张。
老赵的那张狼的。老赵拿出来。
来交换。
是交换啊。狼的
那张呢？
你们要信我呀。
拿来。
没灯没有。
又不是灯哥。
对，这张是我们跟几个同学一起出去玩，然后又遇到老乡的大合照。这个是在地铁上，然后这个是在夜海游船上。
给个大写镜头，这个卖萌可耻啊！
你为什么要拿我的？这是他的，他是。你看老赵，
这么默契啊！
对，这样
子。不忍心呢。
刚开始出来的时候还想啊，我要挣大钱。现在挣钱的想法也没有了。然后现在的话就觉得还是简单点好。工作以后嘛，还是觉得挣钱不是自己想象的这么容易，还是脚踏实地的好，还有觉得亲情友情也比较重要。
Dubai, a traditional Islamic emirate, has become an open port for the world. The city of rising skyscrapers and luxurious buildings has attracted tens of thousands of workers from the Indian subcontinent, as well as Chinese people. Of its 2 million population, 90% are migrants. They are working together with the local people to create Dubai's legendary wealth.In Yiwu, Ma Shu is still looking for work. He is Kung Xiaodong's fellow adventurer. Friendship is what keeps these young men going. Today they get up very early. They have a full day's schedule ahead of them. Kung manages to get on the 8 a.m. bus. He has to open the store before the boss arrives. Ma Shu and Ma Jian arrive at the biggest job market in Yiwu. Ma Shu wants to try one more time. He has decided that today he'll either find a job or leave this city. Kung prepares a cup of tea for himself. He has acquired this new habit in Yiwu. Ma Shu has now walked around a few times in the job market. Ma Shu is told to wait for news again. Kung is doing the same work for clients over and over again. Ma Shu has approached dozens of companies without any success. In the heart of the city, Medhat walks into the best Turkish barbershop in Yiwu. Because everything here is imported from Turkey, the service is very pricey. Medhat doesn't come here often, but today is special. At the Yiwu airport, Medhat is anxiously waiting for the most important people in his life. He has found an international school in Yiwu. Today, his wife and kids are coming back to his side. Tonight, the family is finally reunited again. This is a happy moment for Medhat. However, such scenes are not unusual on the Silk Road. For thousands of years, the road has witnessed numerous reunions amongst the brave travelers. Six months later, northern China enters winter. Gong Xiaodong has been home for a while. Due to a family emergency, Gong was summoned home to take care of the business. The youngest son has taken over the family responsibility. Gong may have failed to establish his own business in Yiwu, but that doesn't matter. It's just the first step in his growing up. He still has time. The Silk Road has also witnessed numerous departures. During the journey, people's lives are more or less transformed. Wang Lu is maturing in Dubai. Ma Xu has finally landed a job in Yiwu. Zhu Chen settles for a quiet but happy life. Ozcan has found a new career. Medhat is rebuilding his life on the new Silk Road. Whether in ancient times or in the modern world, the Silk Road is calling people to venture towards new horizons.